this morning to kind of give you a little history about our church. There's a scripture that's found in Psalms 127 in verse 1. I've had pastors that have come and taught with me and had a group of young preachers that were fixing to be licensed who wanted to sit down and talk to me. This was just last week. On how to build a church, the do's and the don'ts and all that. My answer to their questions was this: I have no clue. What you see here today is God. I can't do it. I can't pastor and be successful. But through God, when you look around today, you see what God has done. And I thought about this scripture as I read it, and I'll read it to you. It says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. I've had some preachers that have asked me about starting a new work. And I've told each one of them, I said, if God's not in it, it won't work. One young man was starting a new work, and I was plain blunt, and Sister DeHart said, I hope you didn't discourage him. Well, if the Lord builds the house, it'll work. But as much as I want to do it, and if the Lord's not in it, it won't work. I started pastoring at the age of 23. I crawled out of the bassinet into the pulpit. It's only by the grace of God that I made it. I think one of the reasons that I was successful, I didn't know how to pastor. And God taught me. But at the age of 23, and many of you heard the story of the long trip to New Mexico, and the long trip back to my first church, the pastor. I had people to tell me that you went to New Mexico in vain, that you didn't have to. No, I disagree. I think I had to be obedient and willing to go. And we went, and it didn't work out. I'm not going to get into all the details of it. Came back and unloaded a little 64 Ford van, short wheelbase, with all of our stuff in it, into the Parsons at Adamsburg Church of God. I feel like that I had to sell out. Before I left, there was nothing. I felt the call, but there was nothing available. I feel like that I had to sell out in order for something to come available. And my wife left our jobs we sold everything that we had except what we could get in that Ford van. But to make a long story short, God blessed us, even though we didn't know how to pastor. In 1991, in Destin, Florida, we were on vacation. This was the beginning of the groundwork that was done to start this church. All right. Devil, you a liar, the father of all liars. Amen. But after pastoring for 10 years at the first church, which should have been 9 years, because there was a year. See, you got to understand, I never had pastored. There was a year that I felt like that the Lord was through with me there, and I needed to move on. But how many know that it's hard to leave a church when the people love you and it's your family? We began to fill in at different churches, and I was having the time of my life. Some of the churches were without pastors, and we would fill in sometimes 6 weeks at a time. And I was pleased with that. It was good. I mean, it don't get any better than being able to preach and leave and don't have to cut it, nothing off. Amen. Everything was good until God reminded me what He had placed in my heart a few years before. And what the Lord had placed in my heart was to start a non-denominational church. And these are the words: to start a non-denominational church where it's level ground at the foot of the cross. Everybody is somebody. Understanding that I went against grain. Pastors told me, "Preacher, you know that's not going to work. You're going to have mass confusion." Had one to say, "You're going to have Baptist, Methodist, Church of God, Assembly of God. You're going to have all those different denominations coming to you. You're going to have mass confusion." Can I tell you, I've never enjoyed pastoring a church any more than I've enjoyed this church. You see, some people only focus on what divides. I believe that if we can get you in here and get you to fall in love with Jesus, amen, everything else will work out. Because when you fall in love with Jesus, you're going to fall in love with His Word. And God's going to teach you what's right and what's wrong. Understanding that, you see, the devil will work through people. In this time, I was offered several different churches. If I was looking for one that was already built, doing good, I had that offer. But God reminded me of what He put in my heart, that I was to start a non-denominational church in Fort Payne. In 1991, with a group of 21 people, we met in the basement of my house on 39th Street. We only had one service there. The next Sunday, we met in a building right off 1st Street, owned by a Baptist preacher named Bill Keith. We stayed there for a year, but let me back up just a little bit. We looked at the building, and the building was perfect for what we needed at that time. Bill Keith would never tell us what the rent would be on the building. And for 1 year, we stayed in that building rent-free. I believe God blessed Bill Keith. He's went on to be with the Lord now, but I believe that He blessed him for that year that he helped the Fort Payne Family Worship Center get started. The next Sunday, we had that service in that building. I could tell you many things about being in that building that I won't take time to today. I will stop and tell you this. It was one Sunday that a boldness came over me, and I said, I'm going to cast the devil out. And I said, devil, you're not welcome in this place. Some of you was in that service. Two glass doors in the block building slung open when I did that. You could not have grabbed them doors and slung them open. I mean, I don't know how they even stayed in the frame. It let me know that we was on target. That we were in the will of God. Understanding in 1991 when we started the church, the only thing we did was have church. We didn't have business meetings, didn't have nothing, didn't have different leaders or anything. All we did was have church. And that's what God had placed on my heart. Because I wanted to know before we established a church, there was a need for a church like this in Fort Payne. For 1 year, all we did was have church. God blessed us over and over again. In 1992, you understand that when you begin to purchase land or buildings or anything like that, you've got to have some kind of organization. You've got to have board members and all this to be able to do it. We knew that it was time to start looking to find the permanent home for the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. So we began to organize the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. We had three board members, one of them sitting here right now, Doyle Abels, one of our first board members and served as our clerk. The church done a great job. There was Clyde Scott, who was a town drunk. God saved him and got him on the right road. And he loved this church and he loved me. He was a pastor's friend. There was Robert Hogan. These were the three board members, original board members that we started out with. In the process of beginning in 1992 to find land, our goal was to build a new church. In the process of this, God sent us our first associate pastor, Leon Allen. He was a retired minister who had just retired, moved back in this area around Section. Pastored for many years. And the awesome thing about this was Brother and Sister Allen was Sister DeHart's pastor when we started dating. Matter of fact, Brother Allen is the one that married me and the First Lady in October of 1974. Seems like 53. Now, how many know that a preacher can miss it too? I was determined to find land on the north end of town next to the freeway. That was my goal. It was, and we found a perfect spot of land. You want to know where it's at? The John Deere place on the north end of town was that property. Right in there, it comes all the way up to that business. I can't remember what they call it, that big building. But anyway, the perfect spot of land. Brother Doyle had talked to him. The land was for sale. Me and Brother Doyle went to look at the land. We walked all over the land, looked at it. It was perfect. I mean, my vision is coming through. I mean, just like what I wanted, right next to the freeway. Lo and behold, we left there to call them to tell them, make the offer on the land. When Brother Doyle called them back, a man that owned all that land there undoubtedly had saw us walking the land, had been looking at it. I'd call his name, many of you know him, but that's beyond, you know. When he called him back, it sold while we were walking the land. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason, so just stay with me. I knew that this building, Christian Alliance had this building, and their pastor, Dr. Tingley, had passed away, and the church had just little or nothing. Then they closed the doors to it. Church of God came in here and leased it for a year. I knew that this building was here. But I told you, preachers can miss it. I wasn't interested. I didn't want this building. Sister Allen. Some of you remember her. Raise your hand because you were here. You remember Sister Allen. Brother Sister Allen. She was a very godly lady. I'm talking about a godly lady. She told me, she said, quit wasting your time because God has already spoke to me and told me that you're supposed to purchase that building down south. I didn't even know that she even knew there was a building here. So, with that being said, God confirmed that this was where we were supposed to be. I never will forget the first service in this building. God be my witness. People would walk in the front door and start bawling. I mean, crying, weeping. That happened on the first service. I'd still see it. happening.
My first thought when we looked at this building, it's so big. But now we build on to the sanctuary three different times. Now just stay with me just for a moment. I want to show you where the stage was at. The front of the stage was right here. That's what we seated. And you can see, this is where it was at the second time. Now that's where it's at now. And I can't wait to see that new sanctuary built out this way. Can I get a witness that it's going to happen? But my first thought was, it's just so big. We build on to the sanctuary three times. When you walk into the foyer, you walk into the little coffee room, the kitchen. That was the fellowship hall there. All that other has been built on. We knocked out every wall between every Sunday school class. We outgrew our fellowship hall. Started having events at other places because we couldn't accommodate the people. In my first church, the one thing that I always said I would never let happen, we could seat more than we could park. And we had no avenues of getting any property, which later on the Lord worked it out. But my goal was it would never get blocked in. We bought the 9 lots across the street because where the parking lot's at now is where we're eventually going to be parking. Just recently, we bought another lot, making it 10 lots. Then following that, the house. Many of you don't know the story. We were supposed to have that property. The guy told us that I'll call if anybody gets interested in it. And I come in, I was digging a foundation. We purchased that house, moved the offices over there. Redid the youth room back there, made it bigger. So now we have 11 lots. One of them has the house on it, which serves as our offices. Can I tell you that God has done more, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could even think or even ask for? And can I tell you, I believe the reason is I didn't know how to do it. Because if I knew how to do it, I would have tried to do it myself, but I didn't know how to do it. But I'm here to tell you, God knows how to build a church. The Lord has built this house. Glory, hallelujah. Give me 2 more minutes. We purchased this building here, just the land right around it, nothing over there, wasn't it $150,000? Thank you, Dole. I knew he would remember it. He's younger than I am. We purchased this building for $150,000. We financed it for 15 years, right? 15 years. And we paid it off in 7 years. And the good thing is, since that time, this church has operated debt-free. And as long as I'm the pastor, I want to continue to operate debt-free. Amen? God is good. Can I get a witness from somebody? God is good. We began with about 21 people. Now we have over a 500 membership. The FBI can't find some of them, but we still have them. But what we have here today, what you're looking at, look around you, what you're seeing right now is God. God has built the house. Our labor will never be in vain because God has done it. God has done it. Can I get a witness? Would you stand? Thank you for loving your pastors. I believe God sent Gary. I believe God sent Matt. I think God sent Dylan. I know God sent Dylan. And I'm thankful that God has sent these men. And I don't believe there's one jealous bone in any of us. Amen? Because we want what's best for this church. I ask you to hold these pastors up before the Lord. I believe that we need to have a member appreciation day, so I'm declaring tonight to be member appreciation cookout. You be here tonight. Come and us have fellowship of time, of fellowship, and may God bless you. See you tonight.